Heading back to school? Head to DSW first and save up to 25% on select styles from big deal brands. Score major savings on must-have shoes and accessories from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Reebok, Hey Dude, and Under Armour. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. Whether you're prepping for the kids' first day back or just for a busier calendar, get up to 25% off A-plus styles for women, men, and kids at your DSW store or DSW.com for a limited time.
In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. But for me, with Anthony Volpe last night, great win for the Yankees. Enough is enough. They need to send Anthony Volpe down to try to fix him, not to hurt him. I think that there's this thought when you say you want to send a player down, it's to hurt them and, oh, they're not good enough. No, it's the idea to try to make them better, fix them, and in product or byproduct that make the team better. I think the Yankees need to send Anthony Volpe down.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to. I wouldn't do it. He's starting to hit a little bit. 5 home runs his last 38 at bats. So this, you know, 2 against the Braves. Going back to that, obviously, he's been a disaster in the field. There's no doubt about it. You could see him grinding. You could actually see his wheels, if there were wheels in the mind, churning ever so slowly. Last week, going down to one knee. Last night, you know, just double pumping across the diamond. He's absolutely lost right now defensively here. I just don't see the benefit, but I would sit him. I don't see the benefit of going down to the minors where I think it might, in some ways, depending upon how he internalizes it, it could actually be more of a deterrent because now the spotlight's even greater. Not that we're fooling anybody. No one's out here thinking Volpe's playing good defense, but that would be a fairly radical move for a 30-year player who won a Gold Glove as a rookie and has been in the World Series and played pretty well, last postseason. So I wouldn't do it. I don't think they'll do it, but at least we got some signs last night from Aaron Boone telling us what we've all seen. The kid's a mess right now.
Yeah, and then the other thing, we talked about the Stephen Kwan. If Kwan's going to be out there, the Yankees, to me, and they're not going to be sellers, right? There was the idea, well, the Yankees should be sellers. You brought it up weeks ago, and I can understand that logic, but they're not going to do it for many reasons, and I could totally understand why you wouldn't do it. Here's what I wouldn't, like, you could make an argument where I would be like, okay, fine, sell, trade Bellinger, trade Goldschmidt or Grisham, bring back pieces and kind of reset like they did in 2016. I could see that. Or, if you don't want to do that, then I could see the other side of it. What I can't have is the in-between, which is exactly what the Yankees are going to do. They're going to try to halfway it. Now, when you halfway it, it's never going to be good enough. So what I would do, if you don't want to be sellers and they don't, and I understand that, then you go for it. Like big boys. You put on your big boy pants, you act like the New York freaking Yankees, and you go for it. And a player like Stephen Kwan is available, a 2-time All-Star, Gold Glove winner, a bona fide leadoff hitter, which is something the Yankees haven't had in many, many years. You go figure out a way to get him. And I guarantee you the Yankees have what it takes to get him. Now, I don't know what that would be, but I would be willing to go all in for Kwan because it's not just risking. You know, it's different if you give up Spencer Jones for Eugenio Suarez, let's just say. That's stupid in this year in particular, but it would be stupid anyway, giving up years of control with potential for a rental. Well, with Kwan, it's not a rental. He's under control, and you know you're getting a superstar player now that you have for years beyond this instead of the unknown, whether it be Dominguez or Spencer Jones or Schlittler or whatever the Guardians may want. Maybe they want guys that we haven't heard of yet or haven't talked about yet. Outside of Lombard, I think even I would not give him up at this point. The other names to me would be all on the table. Go get Kwan and make yourself better and go win a World Series.
Well, they might. I mean, they might. I mean, we're sitting here saying they're not going to do it. I mean, they got a day to do it. I mean, Toronto could beat you to it. The Mets might get involved, although I'd be surprised if the Mets did, like, seriously get involved. But I think Toronto's certainly there. A few other teams, Tigers, whatever. You know, I think you're going to be surprised. I think you're going to be surprised by two aspects. I think that there's at least 2, maybe 3 more moves coming. And I don't mean the Slater, whoever the hell he is, yeah, the move that the Yankees made earlier today, which is just a depth piece, whatever. I think you're going to get a big bullpen arm or two, and I think you're going to get a starting pitcher. And you already got a third baseman. Now we could talk about the true value of McMahon. You also got Rosario, who was better than whatever the hell they were trotting out there, whether it was Peraza, Vivas. I mean, they have done a few things here, but the bottom line is this, Sal. If Aaron Judge is not healthy and not right, does it really matter what they do? Does it really matter what they do?
But you're operating under the assumption. Now, again, I don't know. They should know. Maybe they think they know. Maybe they should know.
What, Judge's injury?
Yeah, they're operating under the idea that he's coming back. If he were not coming back, then I would be vehemently saying, sell. Trade Bellinger, trade Goldschmidt. Forget about bringing Austin Slater. What? Okay, great. So he can hit left-handed pitching. Congratulations. Like, it doesn't make a difference if you don't have Aaron Judge. So I'm assuming that they're operating under the assumption Judge is going to come back and be okay, even if it has a DH. Like, that's going to be the, if that's going to be the case and you figure out you want to have him DH, maybe that means less Giancarlo Stanton.
That's going to definitely mean less Stanton, for sure. 100%.
And then you have Slater in the outfield. He's going to replace, what, he's going to fill in for Judge?
I don't think Slater's going to play that much. I still think you're going to get the combination. I don't think Slater's going to really play more than once a week. I really don't.
He's going to play against lefties.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you get, what you'll probably have is Bellinger in right, Grisham in center, and Dominguez in left. I mean, we'll see if they deal for Kwan,
so
but Slater's not playing. Once a week.
He'll be platooning, he'll platoon with Dominguez in left.
He probably will. Right.
That's the idea. Dominguez can hit right-handed pitching, have Slater go out there and hit
lefty. The truth of the matter is the stats tell you that that's actually not the worst idea. Yeah. I mean, that's...
Right. No, the stats tell you that. The numbers tell you that.
But that matters.
The numbers have also said the Yankees should be better than what they've been the last several years.
But now we go in a million different directions. Right. They should... should they be better? I don't know. The Yankees overrun the remaining 9.5 going into the season. Yeah.
They think so.
Well, but nobody else really thought... I didn't think so. Right. I told you I didn't think the Yankees would win the division. I didn't know what the Yankees would be. So... You know, sitting here saying that the Yankees were supposed to win 89.5 games this year.
Right.
That's what Vegas said. So all these little moves and these tweaks are trying to get them out of this rut. I don't know if it's going to work, but the fact that, I think it's worse because they started off so well and it's been imbalanced. If the Yankees didn't start so well and they weren't playing so poorly recently, what's the quibble at? Nobody thought the Yankees were some dynamite, dynamic team. I guess my issue is
why would they go get a guy like Slater and say, okay, well, the numbers say he's going to help.
They gave up the 18th best prospect. Who cares?
Right, but my point is, why not just go get Kwan?
Well, they might.
Well, now I wouldn't think that they're going to because they just brought in another outfielder.
Unless you trade Dominguez or Jones to do whatever it takes to get Kwan, which again, I'm not rushing to do that, but they might.
Right.
I mean, they're trying to piece this thing together.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What they're trying to do is, quote-unquote, soft buy.
Well, just because Martino used that term doesn't mean that that's what they're doing. I don't even know what that means, soft buy.
Well, it means Austin Slater.
But if they, it doesn't.
Yeah, that's exactly what it means.
It doesn't mean Austin Slater.
Yeah,
what about McMahon? Is that a soft buy? They're owing $16 million next year.
It is.
Then 16 the year after that.
To me, it is a soft buy.
I don't think it's a soft buy when you get a starting third baseman. Now, the Slater stuff, Sal, what is it? It's okay. So let's check back by August 10th. Do you think that Slater, by August 10th, has more than 12 at-bats?
I don't know.
I don't think the guy's ever going to play.
I'm just saying that that's the type of move where you say, okay, well, he's the guy who's going to help us from the right-handed side. It would make sense to do the math and say, okay, well, maybe he'll platoon with Dominguez, who has struggles from the right-handed side.
Yeah.
They're trying to, fill it together. Okay, well, we got third base clear now with McMahon/Rosario. Left field now with Dominguez/Slater. That's how they're doing it. That's not an all-in, let's go get, I didn't like Suarez anyway, but let's go get Suarez, or let's go get Kwan, or big game hunting. Maybe they do it pitching. You're right. Maybe they do it in the bullpen or the starting rotation. We'll see. I'm not buying it, though. I think that they're going to be trepid about it and kind of halfway it, as they've done.
So you would be surprised that the Yankees got one of these flame-throwing studs from one of the three or four teams we've discussed for a month. A relief pitcher. Yeah. Not even talking about starter. If they don't get that, then season's over. Yeah. They can't go into the postseason. They can't go into a pennant race with these arms.
Well, you're going to actually have to give something up.
No, I understand that.
Especially what all the teams need. It's every team, anybody that's reporting on it says, team needs bullpen.
Yeah, I know. You got a lot of teams loaded up, which means you're not getting it for a cheap little deal. Understood. Good.
Right.
I get this. I think there's a lot of imperfections with this team. I mean, there is a way to maybe figure this thing out in a day. I mean, I do like the McMahon and the Rosario move, and the starting pitching's pretty good. Judge comes back and he hits. I mean, there's a move or two to be made that keeps the Yankees relevant, which for me right now, based on the way they look for the last 50 games, I'll take relevancy. I'll take a team that's got a chance, because this team looked like they were getting to the... We're going to send the Yankees to the morgue a week ago. They couldn't run, they couldn't catch, they couldn't hold the lead, they couldn't hit too often. The Yankees looked broken. And if there's a way to just slightly resuscitate them, I mean, I'll take it. And I'll also say this, Sal. I don't think, because Devers was dealt 2 months ago... What is the grand slam move for not only the game, for anybody to acquire? Is there a franchise-altering move to be made. If there is, present it to me, and I might be amenable to
Kwan.
It. I don't think Kwan, yeah. Kwan's not a superstar. Start, when you have a 750 OPS and you got 9 home runs, you're not a superstar. Under no measurement is that. You so said now, he's a superstar.
No, I'm saying he's a superstar.
I
said he's a franchise changer.
Well, I mean,
he's a two-time Gold Glover and All-Star and a leadoff hitter. You haven't had one in years. You don't think he changed the Yankees?
No, but Sal, you
can't. So you're only chasing superstars.
No. What I'm saying is I'm open to Kwan. What I'm also saying is I don't think there's any superstars to be had. Like, so the soft sell or the tepid, whatever you want to, whatever phrase you want to use, it's not like the Yankees are looking at. Let's say if Ramirez was really being dangled by the Guardians a week ago.
And that's not happening anyway.
No, I know. They got McMahon. I'm saying if they didn't get McMahon and it was out there, you could get this guy. It's going to take Spencer Jones or it's going to take Dominguez and Schlittler or whatever. Kind of, yeah. And the Yankees are like, no, can't do it, man. Well, then I'd say Yankees aren't going big game hunting when there's something to reel in. Right now, you'd look at a little guppies, little fish. There's no trophy fish out there.
Kwan's a...
He's a really good player. He's not a star. If
he literally is a star.
Well, okay.
Literally.
Well, gold,
two times. Not a one-off.
I get that. Anthony Volpe literally was a Gold Glove winner. You've been telling me for 2 years he shouldn't have won the award.
Correct.
Well, maybe Kwan should have been an all-star. Yeah.
Two times.
Get a 740 OPS.
Two times by accident. He's got a 285 batting average and can hit leadoff. The Yankees don't need that.
I like him, but let's not make him out
Bellinger.
To be...
What's Bellinger's batting average?
Yeah, Bellinger's one of the best players in baseball the last 2 months.
Yeah. What,
Bellinger?
Yeah.
That's the wrong guy to
What's
pick on.
What's his batting average?
I don't know, 260, whatever the hell it is.
So you're dismissing Kwan. Like, I don't understand your logic.
Is Kwan a better outfielder than Bellinger?
In your mind,
how are you a better outfielder than Bellinger?
In your mind, Soto sucks, Bellinger's the best thing ever, and Kwan sucks.
Wait, hold on. I'm lost. How is Soto in the conversation right now?
Because you don't like Soto as a player, right?
I love him as a hitter.
You don't like him as a player. You've said that.
I don't think he's a good all-around player.
And you love Bellinger, right?
I do.
Okay.
He's also a lot cheaper, Sal.
So why don't you then love Kwan? He fits what you would love more than anybody.
No, but hold on.
Soto is a superstar, and you're saying he wasn't good enough, and now you're saying you don't want to go on because he's not a superstar. So you didn't want Soto because he's not a superstar.
No, I wanted Soto. I said I wanted Soto.
Okay, but he's not a good enough player. All right, let's forget him. I'm just using him as your, like, barometer.
Good.
You value guys that play the game all around.
Ball players. That's a term you and I use on the show all the time.
Exactly that.
I know he is, but is he a better... Now, I know he's a good left fielder.
Yeah.
Is he a better left fielder than Bellinger?
No, but he's a better left fielder than Dominguez.
I understand that, but you brought Bellinger into it, and you brought Soto.
Saying, because you're saying, well, he's a 285 hitter. He's not that good.
Like, Bellinger's a 750, Sal.
But that's not his strength. His strength is...
But what is his strength?
Playing defense,
okay.
Making contact,
agreed.
Getting on base, hitting for a high average, leading off, setting the table.
Okay. One of his strengths is playing defense. He's not better than Bellinger in left field. He's got 9 home runs, and he's got an OPS of 750. And by the way, it's been not one, not two. It's been 3 straight years where his OPS is 740, 750.
Right.
Now, if you tell me he's banging out 200 hits like Arias did all those years, or he's scoring 110 runs. And again, I like Kwan. If Kwan is on the Yankees, I will be happy depending upon what they give up to get him. But this notion that Stephen Kwan is either Ricky or Mandy from the Indians back, he's not that guy.
Right. Okay. He's not
that guy.
That's
what I'm saying.
But he's significantly better than Dominguez.
But he's not significantly better than Bellinger, who also plays left field.
Okay, and then who's playing center if you have Bellinger and left?
Grisham.
Kwan's better than Grisham.
Not as a defensive player, he's not.
Oh, my God.
He's not.
I know, dude.
Wait, so you think
Grisham's now better than Stephen Kwan as a player.
You do this. You take one thing and you make it three things.
I just said he's better than... Would you rather have Kwan or Grisham? Like, you can have Bellinger.
I would rather have Kwan.
Thank you.
Grisham.
So
I will give you that.
Center.
But he ain't a better fielder than Grisham. I think there's nuance to that conversation. That's all I'm saying.
You have Bellinger in center field.
Yeah.
Kwan left. Like, I'm surprised that you wouldn't want to be all in for Kwan to help the Yankees get better.
He's not an all in kind of guy. I'm not giving up Spencer Jones for guys got 9 home runs. And by the way, Sal.
Spencer Jones and Volpe and Torres and Gary Sanchez and Jason Dominguez.
Years ago,
list. It's right now. It's all of them.
Yeah, but Sanchez was a slow slob and lazy, and Torres was lazy.
And what's Dominguez and Volpe's excuse?
I don't know. I mean, but the final chapter's not written,
Sal. But we hear a final chapter. I mean, my God.
Did you start now? Yeah. Dominguez is 22. Yeah.
Dominguez better than Kwan?
Right now, no. He's not as polished. Of course
not. Not even close.
Does he have a higher ceiling? Yeah.
I don't know, does he?
I think he might, with the power.
What position does he play?
Hopefully center field with the Yankees power, get their heads right. out of
power,
their asses.
Good point.
And put him in the right spot.
You're right, because he should have more power. How many
runs? He's got a few home runs. I understand.
But BT, these are like, this is not, this is factual things.
But it's like, also partly projectable. Of course, I'm not going to refute facts. I know he's got a few home runs. I wish he had more. But I've got to incorporate what I think he could be. I could be wrong. They could be wrong. You could be wrong. We could all be half right. I don't know.
I'm just going off the fact of what is.
I get that.
Quan's a three-time Gold Glover and a two-time All-Star. You want to minimize that?
I'm not trying to.
Oh, I'm not even saying you, like anybody. You want to minimize that? Fine. But then tell me what's the selling point with Dominguez. What? Because he has a cute nickname and he's got the potential?
No.
And because he came up for eight games and hit some home runs?
Well,
like, I'm watching a guy play. Doesn't look like a big leaguer.
He's not a big league outfielder. Listen, I'm not pushing back on stuff that we both agree on. But here's the thing, too, about Quan, right? If Quan's so amazing and he's making peanuts, he's not a free agent for a couple of years, why the hell the Guardians looking to get rid of him?
I don't think they are going to end up trading.
But why every team's talking about it? Toronto, the Yankees, the Mets, everybody's engaged.
Yeah.
Like, I know that there's a lot of nonsense made up during the trade deadline, but
you'd have to get a boatload back to if you're Cleveland.
Okay, so that's the appeal, but you're not dumping money, which is the general, which is generally the big appeal for a smaller mid-market team. He's making $5 million.
I know, but that's not the point.
But why are they looking to get rid of him if he's such
a star and he's
cheap?
Because they're not going anywhere and they could get a boatload back because he is a good player.
I know he's
good. That's the point.
I know he's good. I think the crux of the matter is what we're differing on is how good he is, and I do like him, and what I'd be willing to give up. That's it.
Right.
And also maybe a more willingness on my end to get the absolute answer on Dominguez and finally a freaking answer on Spencer Jones.
Fair enough, but then don't tell me that they're going to try to go all in and win a World Series, because then it's going to be more about, okay, well, we're going to sit and see what we have and develop Dominguez and develop Volpe and see what Spencer Jones is. I'm fine with that. Then bring Spencer Jones up, move Dominguez to center, let's see what we have. That would be different than trying to half asset, which is exactly what the Yankees are doing.
But if they get a monster flame-throwing arm out of the pen, which I think they will, and they get another serviceable starter, I could say that that is kind of going all in because they got the highest OPS in baseball.
Right.
And again, they're flawed. I'm not saying this Yankees team's winning anything. I said that before anybody. I didn't even know if they'd win the division. I was giving Toronto respect in February. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if the Yankees are going to win the AL East. I'm not just going to grant it to them because to the Yankees, that it's a rite of passage. So I really didn't know. But the Yankees do hit. But they got eight guys with 15-plus home runs. They're going to have eight or nine guys with 20-plus home runs. That doesn't necessarily win you a World Series. But they got some stuff. They got some thump. They got some sticks. So if they get that flame-throwing pen and arm and one more starter, like, you can say that they kind of went all in.
Yeah, well, and you know what else? Flame-throwing starter or flame-throwing bullpen arm starter.
What?
Shortstop. Get one of those, too. And then maybe we'd be cooking.
They got Rosario. They got one.
John Heyman, BT, just tweeted out 2 minutes ago.
Heyman's been quiet so far the last couple of days. Seen a lot from Johnny.
I think that now we're in the window here.
Let's get down to it. What do we got?
Johan Duran market heating up. Might be the best of the superb group of available relievers. Obviously throws 101. That's
filthy.
The kind of guy you're looking at for both the Mets or the Yankees. Again, I don't know if the Mets are going to be willing to give up what it's going to take to get him in addition to filling the other holes.
Well, why not? You got to go all in.
I think that they should go all in. What the hell's the difference?
Yanks or Mets?
I think that they should. I want both teams to go all in. I'm with you. Hey, you ask me and I'll answer you want Quan? Yeah, I take him. All right, Spencer Jones. No, I'm not going to do it.
I don't know if I could do that.
All right, so ask me. What would you want for Johan Duran?
Sprout and Mauricio.
What?
We need what?
For one reliever? No.
Dude, he's the best in the game.
Yeah.
Quan's not the best outfielder in the game.
Get out of here.
What do you mean, get out of here? You're not going all in?
No way.
Not this guy.
I'd maybe give up Sprout. Like, if I have to. Again, I don't know what the market. It's hard to say because we don't know what the market is.
Well, five teams are going to be knocking down that door.
Which is why I'd rather. I don't need to get him. Relievers are fickle. Yeah. Everyday players are not. So I'd rather give up more for Quan than I would Duran. And I'm assuming he's under control for a while, I would think. I don't even know, actually. Can we check that?
Knopf will check it out. as soon as he wakes up. I think I heard 2 years plus, maybe. Well, I don't know.
And everybody watching on YouTube, I'm like, can we check that? I look, oh my God, never mind. I'll just do it myself.
Yeah, you guys have to watch the YouTube stream. Yeah, how about we were getting after those last 5 minutes?
Yeah.
That was great.
That was
and
fun.
It's all on, it's in the studio. You get to see how we, when we start yelling at each other, when we're laughing, you know, how we make fun of Dove, the interactions with Hoff, making sure he's awake. YouTube, WFAN. It's the whole show, not just the clips.
Yeah, let's get some calls in here. Matthew's in Edison. What's up, Matthew?
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
By the way, free agent 2028.
For Durant.
Yeah,
okay,
for Durant.
She's going to cost a lot, obviously.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Matthew.
This is just an idea. I don't really like it because it's kind of similar to like what we did last year for the Yankees. But I know Jazz came up as a shortstop, and Volpe can't make a play. He keeps sitting there going to his knee. He pulled a Castillo last night, dropping the pop-up. And maybe if we switch him over somehow with Platoon, with Rosario, because we did make a move. But we need to go after pitching, and somehow that Volpe fits. Because like you guys said, Volpe's a gold glover.
Well, he was.
That's really all.
Yeah, so you want to put Volpe at second and put Jazz at short?
Yeah,
I mean, no,
on,
I'm not. Listen, this is... It's problematic enough to have the issues that the Yankees currently have at shortstop. Now, Jazz is an elite athlete with a rocket for an arm, and he's bouncy. Would he embarrass himself at short? No, he wouldn't. But you know, I don't think
they
optimally.
Do that, dude.
No, I wouldn't do it. And then the other thing too, you don't know how Volpe would adjust to second.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure over time he would be a great second baseman, but I'm not one shortstop's bad enough right now. I'm not looking to compromise two spots.
Yeah, and especially after we just went down this road with moving Jazz to third.
Yeah, true.
Like you finally got him back to second.
Yeah.
In theory, if that didn't happen before, you'd be like, all right, hey, maybe think about flipping him. Come on, you just saw Jazz.
They're
at third.
Not doing. There's zero chance.
No,
of doing
they
that.
They would not do that at this point. Nor should they consider doing that at this point. I appreciate and respect a solution to a potential problem. We're trying to come up with a solution to a problem here, but that to me would create another problem to your point.
Not doing it.
Mike is in a Bronx. What's up, Mike?
Mikey.
Hey, VT and Sal. I love your show.
Thank you.
I appreciate your baseball insights. I'd like you to know your opinion on this point. For the last 5 years, if you look at the Yankees record, the first 2 months of the year and the last 2 months of the year, they are the 27 Yankees, 98 Yankees, Big Red Machine, whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
The middle 2 months, consistently,
the 62
they could be the White Sox. I think that it's actually an organizational philosophy of how to handle the baseball attrition. It's just like, okay, whatever. We'll use the relievers less than the middle of the year. We'll lose some games. You know, we won't like push it, and then we'll put it together at the end of the year, and we'll make a postseason run.
Mm-hmm.
That's my observation. I want to know if you agree with that, and if you do, do you agree with that organizational philosophy?
Well, I don't fully agree with it, but I do believe that you're onto something, because this is something that Sal and I have spoken about, where, remember I used the term the evaluation period,
yes,
that
yes.
process? Like, listen, if you're not...
Experimental mode, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. If you're not a good team, you know, if you're the Pirates or you just have a dearth of talent like the White Sox or the Nationals, you're not going to start April, May, and June, or at least part of June, the way the Yankees seemingly do every year. You're not coming flying out of the chute winning 60% of your games with, like, you know, a Cy Young candidate and Freed and MVP and Judge and, you know, all these OPS marks and scoring a ton of runs at a run differential of plus 90, which is what the Yankees always seem to do early in the year, and then just completely collapse and then regenerate for the final 2 months. So I do think there is a conscious decision that the Yankees have now looked at the regular season. All right, let's start well. Let's do our thing here. Let's get a little cushion. Let's get a little padding in the division in the playoff spot. And then, not that we want to lose, but we'll be a little bit more experimental, and then we'll see what we need, and we'll bring in the reinforcements to address what we need.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the way that baseball is now, where every game, as much as we like to believe it, is dire. Hey, you got to win every game, and every game matters, and it could come down to one game at the end, the difference between making the playoffs or not. Look at the Mets last year, winning the division or not. But I understand that there are going to be the experimental phases in April, May, whatever it may be. There becomes an expiration point to that. Also, I don't believe in the theory of letting players learn at the big league level. And I think the Yankees have made that mistake a couple of times over, specifically now with Volpe and even Dominguez. They, to me, needed more seasoning. Volpe, I'm fine with giving him the job, but there was points where you could have said, let's send him down and get him a little more seasoning. And Dominguez, to me, clearly needs more seasoning. Maybe not from the left-handed side, but I'm talking about building a ball player.
Yeah.
Not just a guy that
he's mechanical out there. That's the word I used yesterday. He's just not flowing. He's an amazing athlete, but yet he's playing like a robot out there.
Boy, this is the time you just sit on your phone and refresh, and see what's going on here. Some minor moves. So the Braves acquired a reliever, Tyler Kinley, from the Rockies. I'm not sure I understand that one. Guys got
the Braves?
Yeah, exactly. He's got a 5.6 ERA.
Okay.
And the Braves, who are, what, 16 games out of first place, acquired a reliever, whatever. He's under control. I guess next year's a $5 million option, so who knows. But either way, you just wait and see for some of these big moves. You just started to get the feel last night that things were really ramping up. And I don't know if I would expect more action today. By the way, the Yankees play an afternoon game tomorrow. I wonder how that impacts things. Like, would that make it more likely that they'd be more active today?
What, to get him in the lineup tomorrow?
No, not even to get him in the lineup tomorrow, but just ahead of the deadline to have an afternoon game.
Nah, I mean, I don't think so. I mean, Cashman's not sitting in the dugout anyway, so Cashman can still do his job while Yankees are playing. I don't think so. I don't think so. That was a big win last night, though.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, I mean,
needed the win. It just wasn't
pretty. No, but think about the way it could have gone. I mean, if Devin Williams doesn't bail out Anthony Volpe, I said this to you early in the show, I mean, the sound in that stadium would have been...
Oh, my God. No, no. They needed to win. I wouldn't look at it and say a great win. It was just like, exhale win.
Had to have it.
They needed a win, especially under the circumstances. And now see if they can keep it going here against the Rays, these final two games of this series, and get back to getting right and getting themselves back. Look, they're right there in the division. I told you yesterday, I still think they're going to win the division. But I'm not sold on the Blue Jays. Maybe that's a different conversation. I like them. Mm-hmm. I'm not sold on them. And they had a golden opportunity here to further bury the Yankees, and they're getting smoked by the Orioles.
Yeah, like, they're getting pushed around a little bit here, but I also know that they're going to make some moves, too.
Yeah.
You know, they're connected to Kwan, they're connected to starters, they're connected to relievers, they're just, they're, now, by the way, even though I think Toronto, and I said this yesterday, now maybe it changed a bit, Toronto gets swept yesterday, you pick up a game and a half, blah, 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 but I still think Toronto's going to win the division, all right? But even if the Yankees did win the division, and they certainly have a chance, I just think Toronto's going to find a way to do it, I think, because I'm not sure about Judge. The matchup, and that's something we don't really talk about too much in baseball, the matchup. It's more like, this is a bad matchup for the Knicks, or the Jets can't stop the run, or the bad matchup for the Giants. It's not a good matchup for the Yankees. The way the Blue Jays play...
Right.
They just put a lot of stress on the Yankees, and the Yankees do not handle that well at all.
Right. Creating chaos for the opponent's defense. I've heard that term before in both basketball and football, and maybe it doesn't pertain as well to baseball, but that's exactly what's happening when you have a team that runs the base as well, takes the extra base, puts the bat on the ball.
Not afraid of them.
Yeah, like that's... Not afraid of and that's a problem with the Yankees. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Ray is in Waterbury, Connecticut. What's up, Ray?
Hi, guys. Great show as usual. Hopefully the next 30 hours or so, it's going to be exciting for the New York teams. Now, the Mets, you guys are right. They can't half-ass it. They're in. They got to make a lockdown reliever acquisition. Somebody could throw in the eighth inning and then hand it off to Diaz. I mean, we had enough of the Davinskis. They can't leave here fast enough, you know? And get a center fielder. I've been reading on the Chicago website that the White Sox are interested in Acuna, and they're willing to make a multiple trade with the Mets, giving the Mets a starting pitcher, an inning eater, and one of their better bullpen guys, as well as Robert.
Yeah, well, maybe Adrian. They could do that, and thanks for the call, Ray. And there was a report that I saw, I don't know how accurate it is, who knows with some of this stuff, but that the White Sox were hot for Vientos. Maybe there could be a big deal where the Mets send Vientos and Acuna for Robert, Adrian Hauser, and Vassell. I have no idea. Pick the bullpen arm that Stearns wants, but you're at least getting a depth starter. By the way, was it Andy? No, I think it was Buster Olney or Passan that Fleegs mentioned today on the morning show that the Mets were going to be the most aggressive team. I said that before, but also looking for a starter who could start game 1, 2, or 3 in the postseason.
In a playoff series?
Yeah.
Well, let's say it. I mean, it sounds good, but I mean, if they ever made that kind of a move, that's a power move, because right now I think the strongest part of the Mets is the top of the rotation.
Right, so
better than the lineup, better than defense, much better than the bullpen. Those top three guys are money.
I'm fine with that. Like, if they want to make an all-in move and do that, the reason why I brought that up is because if you're trading Vientos and Acuna to the White Sox for Robert and a bullpen arm and maybe a depth starter. It's not going to be both. It's not going to be a depth starter and a top starter. So which one are they going to go get? Is it going to be a high-end guy like Alcantara? I don't know who the other ones are out there. I mean, Cabrera was referenced from the Marlins as well. Are they going to get that type guy? And if they are, it's going to cost them a pretty penny.
I don't think they are, only because they got a couple of guys who are just about ready to join the majors.
Yeah.
And it just seems like Stearns' philosophy does not include paying starting pitchers a ton of money.
Right.
You know, and I think that if you get the, and they're absolutely going to get a top middle relief arm, or, you know, high leverage arm, I should say. And to get that, they're going to have to give up something of relative value to get an outfielder, which I think they're going to. You're going to have to give up something of value. How much are you willing to give up to get a top flight starter as well? You got to draw the line at some point.
I like the idea, man, of shaking it up. I don't need the same guys here. They've had some success, and you can say, okay, fine. Now we know what we need to do to take it to another level. Whether that means changing, let's say, McNeil, not only just the Vientos or Acuna, maybe somebody from the minor leagues who we think is untouchable. Maybe they shake it up. Maybe they move Jet Williams or one of these on. Who knows? But I'm all for it because I think this is the time to go all in with the Mets.